Got something to say? Brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com.
Welcome to Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports, 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome to the show. I'm Johnny Reinhart, and Got Something to Say is brought to you by United Federal Credit Union. We get you, and we are talking with Jillian Conrad from the Berrien County Health Department. And Jillian, as we head into this holiday week and weekend of Thanksgiving, I've seen one big thing in the news, that traveling is still happening. People are still going, whether on flights or making the drive to see some family members. But many organizations, including the CDC and a lot of the stuff that we've heard all across the board, is to not do that.
Absolutely. The CDC has been urging this. We locally have been urging this, that folks are reconsidering, rethinking their holiday plans, especially for Thanksgiving here this week. We know that there are people who are going to, continue to travel, continue to have plans to gather with family and friends. And if you must do that, really think about the people who are going to be there and the folks that you might be exposing unknowingly to COVID-19 or any other illness, especially if those individuals are vulnerable, if they're older adults or have chronic conditions that, weaken their immune system and put them at higher risk for COVID-19. So think really hard about whether this is the year that you want to take that risk. Or if you'd like to play it a little bit safer this year, make sure that everybody can stay healthy and be around for next Thanksgiving, in 2021. If you have to gather with family or friends, or you have to travel, make sure that you're wearing your mask. Make sure you're washing your hands frequently. Keep that 6-foot distance wherever you possibly can. So, no hugging and snuggling on the couch. Let's try to keep our distance from other people, even while you're doing that visiting, if you have to do it. Definitely if you have been notified that you are a close contact of somebody who's tested positive, or if you've tested positive yourself, or even if you've gotten tested at all for COVID-19, you really need to be staying at home right now. This means not seeing family, not seeing friends. We know that that is very difficult, but this is what we have to do. Mm-hmm. Unless we want to end up in a worse position, 2 to 14 days after the holiday, which right now we are very fearful of, or we know our partners and friends at the hospital are very fearful of, as they are butting up against some of their capacity limits, especially with staff and other resources.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, the high capacity at this moment, and then many people calling Thanksgiving a possible super spreader event if all these people are traveling and going all over the place, it makes it tough for contact tracing and just communication through health departments, because if you travel many states and contact a lot of people, and if you go to your family members, I mean, it's a lot of things to try and think about. But there are ways to still do it. You could be within your regular household and stay within those, and then you can connect with many people. We know we've gotten pretty good at connecting with people via Zoom or things like that. So you could set up the computer on where your relative usually sits at the table and go that way, and they can still communicate with you and still have good conversations. And if the conversations go where you don't want to, you can always hit the mute button.
That's right. You can absolutely hit the mute button. If, your Uncle Bob starts going off about something you don't want to listen to, just go ahead and turn that volume down for a little bit, nod and smile. But that's right, Johnny. There are so many ways that you can connect with people. Technology is a wonderful thing for us right now, and we want to make sure we can stay in touch with people without touching people. We know that anytime folks are gathering, especially indoors, without masks, in close quarters, that is the prime opportunity for this virus to spread. But let's just really limit it as much as possible. And not just for Thanksgiving Day, but we're talking the entire Thanksgiving weekend, mm-hmm. and holiday season to come. People have Black Friday traditions. There might be other things that they have planned for the rest of the weekend. Really be rethinking all of those things, not just that Thanksgiving meal.
And let's think about this too. And let's kind of discuss this, is when it comes to this with, if say I got a test, but yet I haven't gotten that phone call of my results, but I feel fine, I don't have any of the symptoms of COVID-19, still not good for me to go and be with family, right? If I am going to travel.
Definitely. If you've gotten a test recently and you don't know the results of it, which we know testing turnaround times are a little bit longer these days with the high demand that people have, you need to be staying at home until you know the results of that test. If you've been a close contact and you're still in your quarantine period, even if you get a negative result early on in that quarantine, let's say day 5, day 6, day 7, and it's negative then, you still need to finish out the rest of that 14-day quarantine.
Right.
You know, we know that people typically develop symptoms within that first 5 to 7 days, but people do still develop symptoms later in that quarantine period, you know, day 11, 12, 13. And you, the last thing that you want to do is, you know, say, oh, great, I got a negative test, I'm good to go. Go out of quarantine, see a whole bunch of people, and, you know, a day later start to feel sick. And then, whoops, you've just exposed a whole lot of people. So those are things we definitely want to avoid. So if you've gotten a test for any reason and you don't know the results, please stay home till you know them. And then if you are in quarantine because of a close contact exposure, you can't get out early with a negative test. You really need to be staying home, finishing out that full 14 days.
And we still need to keep in mind those pandemic or epidemic orders through the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, which those last through Thanksgiving into December. So those things that we need to be thinking about, these orders and things aren't going to be taking a holiday break just because it's Thanksgiving. We still need to keep a lot of that stuff in mind. And really the only people that should be going to a lot of places is if you're an essential worker.
That's right. So we know under those epidemic orders, we are limited to only gathering with 2 households max. So right. That's my family and one other family, as long as that total number of people is under 10. You can have small outdoor gatherings up to 25 people. It looks like the weather for the weekend might be mild enough that people could gather outside. But again, you know, that distance, the masking, those are still things to consider. You know, retail is still open. They are limited to a 30% capacity within their space. So we know that with retail still being open, people are thinking maybe they want to do some Black Friday shopping. We've got Small Business Saturday. This is a great opportunity to make sure that you are supporting our local businesses who are going through tough times. You know, get takeout. So you might have a big turkey meal on Thanksgiving, but maybe prioritize getting takeout for the rest of the weekend when you don't want to cook. Visit some of your local stores on Small Business Saturday and, you know, start stocking up on some Christmas presents. Those are things that we can still do, absolutely. So long that we are still practicing that social distancing, wearing our masks, and those limits for capacity are being followed. But we do want to encourage that, you know, we can still support our community in a lot of ways, even if we can't gather in large groups and be very close to each other.
Yeah, and a lot of these great small businesses that you can support by getting gift cards, and you can get a lot of those online, so you can still support them that way. And speaking of the holidays, we're getting almost an early Christmas present of good news when we hear about vaccines and the positive stuff that's going on there. But when a vaccine does get to the point of being able to be delivered to the whole entire community in the world, how is that going to work? And who are the people that are first in line with this?
Yeah, we're really encouraged by a lot of the positive reports that are coming out right now with some of the vaccine development showing more than a 90% efficacy rate, meaning that, you know, more than 90% of COVID infections could be prevented with this vaccine. We know the only way out of this pandemic is through herd immunity. There are 2 ways to get herd immunity, either through infection, everybody gets it and, you know, they build antibodies within their own body that way, or we have vaccination. So the combo to vaccination and infection is what we're kind of headed towards. We are really hopeful that one of these vaccines will be available to at least this first wave, the first tier of people to get that vaccine in early December. So we're hoping that we will be able to start vaccinating our healthcare workers first. So our doctors, our nurses, the healthcare staff, the CNAs, the home health workers, people who are on the front line, who are serving patients, caring for people every single day. These are going to be the first priority tier individuals to receive the vaccine. And again, we're really hopeful that that will start happening here, hopefully in the next month before Christmas. After that, the next priority group will be vulnerable people. So older adults, folks with chronic conditions, people who might fall into one of those vulnerable categories due to their health or their age. We want to make sure we're protecting them, obviously, as they have a higher risk for severe illness with COVID-19. And then followed by that will be more of the general public. So we're looking at probably spring. It might be March. It could be April. It could be May by the time that we're rolling that out in droves where more of the general public, you know, healthy younger adults could be getting the vaccine. It's important to note that all of the trials so far have been really focused on adults. There have not been any trials that have had children under the age of 12, even. So children right now, especially under that age of 12, not indicated for the vaccine. The trials are ongoing. So even though there might be a candidate identified that works for adults, there will be ongoing trial, ongoing research done about what could be available for children in the months to follow. So all of this we're going to be keeping you updated on, because there's a lot in development. And as the plans unfold, we'll be sharing them all with you.
Absolutely. And there's always a great amount of good information, whether new reports that come out or just tips and tricks of things to do. And where are the best place to find some of this stuff, Jillian?
Start with our website. We've got a lot of great content there. It's bchdmi.org/COVID-19. You can find everything that we talked about right now here today, as well as a whole lot more there. If you hang out on social media, our Facebook page and our Instagram pages are also great places to find good information. We're posting daily, sharing content, making sure people know about resources in our area. And then lastly, we are still operating our COVID-19 hotline that is open 5 days a week during business hours. We will be closed on Thanksgiving and the day after. Our offices will be closed those days. So can't call us there. You can always message us on social media. But you can call us on that hotline any other day. It's 1-800-815-5485.
Wonderful. Well, Jillian Conrad, you have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yes. Thanks, Johnny.
Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports, 94.9 WSJM. Have something to say? Email letstalk@wsjm.com.